7:21, we have about 50-ish where we are outside here of the majestic Oakland Hills, and they're going to rebuild. They're going to rebuild just as it was, only better. I'm certain it won't be an all-wood facility, but they're going to make it look, they're going to make it look the same, right? Because it's iconic and classic, but it will be better because it's new. It's like if someone rebuilt the Fisher Building, we'd like them to make it look like the Fisher Building, Golden Tower and all, but we would like it to be more modern inside, just brought up to up to date. Anyway, here we are, Oakland Hills for the Kiefer Foundation Swing for Safe Driving 5th Annual Ball Golf Tournament. And we kept asking each other, are they talking about the other kind of golf? What are they talking about? Well, now we can find out from the chairman of the Kiefer Foundation, dad of Mitchell, who has taken this sad, sad loss and is trying to prevent you and your family and anyone else from going through another loss like this by having people out there on the road driving distracted. Steve Kiefer, always good to see you, sir.
Paul W., thanks for having me here.
It's bittersweet because we have to talk about, you know, we talk about the accident just by talking about Mitchell. But you've done so much to help so many other people.
Yeah, we're trying. It's, you know, it's hard to believe, but it's about 5.5 years since we lost Mitchell. And
wow.
We've done some incredible things for awareness, you know, around the state and around the country. But a real effort now is to get this legislation passed that's currently in the Senate. And, you know, we're approaching the 100 deadliest days of summer. That's what we call these days that start at the end of next week. It starts with Memorial Day through the 4th of July and through Labor Day. And this is the period around the country where traffic crashes and deaths are up about 15% in every state. So this is the time that we really need to get the message out there to get people to put the phones down and, as we say, just drive.
Just drive.
Just drive.
No matter where you're going, it's not going to take you that long to get there.
That's right.
No matter what the call or message is or text, it's not worth putting your life and other lives in danger. That's
sure.
Simple to say. Hard for many to do, but simple to say. And to the point of the 5th Annual Ball Golf Tournament, it goes back to Mitchell as well.
It sure does. So we're honored to be here at Oakland Hills and really got to thank the staff of Oakland Hills, what they've gone through with this tragic fire. We're really honored to be the first big charity event here since the big fire.
And we're happy to be the first broadcast
absolutely.
Taking
and
place
thank
here.
You so much for coming out here so early this morning on this chilly morning. But you asked about ball golf, and it's one of my favorite stories of Mitchell. You know, Mitchell was an avid disc golfer, and he was adamant that his game was called golf. And anytime myself and my son Blake would go out golfing, he would smile and look at us and say, oh, you guys going ball golfing? And it stuck, and, you know, I still smile every time I picture him saying ball golf to us. So we decided that we're always going to call this ball golf. And by the way, we start every one of these tournaments with a ceremonial disc toss. So
do you really?
Yeah. So Blake, my son Blake, wow, will be throwing out
the
first disc. And Oakland Hills was kind enough to let us throw a disc on their beautiful course. And of course, the trophies that some of our winners get today will be based on a disc. So,
oh, isn't that great? This is amazing. Did you, for a moment, think you weren't going to have the tournament here, given what Oakland Hills has gone through?
For about a day, when we saw the fire, and, you know, by the way, we scheduled this, of course, last year, and we really wanted to be one of the first events of the spring of the golf season, which is why we're here today. When we saw the building burning, we thought, oh, my goodness, are we going to be able to be there? And we huddled quickly, and we huddled with the folks of Oakland Hills and said, hey, we're committed. You've stood by us through these last 5 years, and we want to stand by Oakland Hills. And we knew we could figure out a way to do it. And the only thing that was a risk is we needed good weather, and thankfully we got Mitchell up there helping us with the weather today.
Yeah, you sure do. The Oakland Hills people have been incredibly resilient. I mean, incredibly resilient. And when we got here, people were out working on the golf course. Now you can start to hear a little bit, maybe, folks, the deconstruction, the teardown of this wonderful, iconic building. They're working on it. It's going to take a long time, and then it's going to take an even longer time to build it back. But as I say, it's going to be fabulous, no doubt. And you're able to do this by, in your case, having your event, your dinner afterwards, strolling dinner, over by the pool. I see they are building a like a hard tent facility for some other events. They're going to do everything they can to accommodate the people who booked these things long ago, like you.
Absolutely, and we spent quite a bit of time out here yesterday looking at the venue. There's plenty of room. We're going to have about 210 golfers on the north and south course today, and then we're going to have about 250 people for dinner, and there's plenty of room over by the pool. And, again, with dry weather, it's going to be absolutely perfect to have that event outside this afternoon.
Steve Kiefer's here, chairman of the Kiefer Foundation. He is retired from a long and fruitful career at General Motors, and now his life goal, and we've watched him live it, and we've tried to help him on the air here live it, his goal is to end distracted driving. If you'd like more information about the foundation, you can go to mkiefer.org. That's mkiefer.org, mkiefer.org. Seems hard to believe that you're having difficulty getting these bills passed. Everybody knows it's bad when there are distracted drivers out there. We merely have to look at the numbers that have increased of deaths, fatalities on the roadways.
Yeah, and unfortunately, it's gotten so much worse even since COVID. People are driving faster and
crazy.
On Zoom calls.
They're driving nuts.
They sure are. They sure are.
And when I see them driving nuts and on their phone and texting and doing whatever they're doing, it scares the heck out of me. It just scares the heck out of me. So God bless you for keeping up this fight. That's good for all of us to end distracted driving, and in the memory of your son, Mitchell.
Thanks so much, Paul W. Thanks so much for being here, and we're looking forward to a great day. And if all your listeners could reach out to their senators, we have to get hands-free Michigan passed this summer.
Let's do it. The roads will be safer.
Let's
do it. Hands-free Michigan as we enter soon the 100 deadliest days of summer. And remind your whole family and yourself and me and everybody, when you're driving the car, that's enough. Just drive. Stay safe. Keep everyone safe, including yourself and your family, as we continue on the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR.